going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You've got me, Kevin Hagelin. You have Corey Majors. And today, Alec is done with us. I don't know if he'll be back tomorrow. Finally. Maybe if Ross does a really great job today, he will just take Alex's job.
You're always trying to pit people against each other like this.
Yeah, because competition brings the best out of us.
Yep, that's exactly why the Cowboys drafted some of the people that they drafted this
year. Oh, that is a professional transition. Ross, out of a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you're going to do today?
I'm going to guess, so 10 obviously being the best.
Mm-mm. Nope, 10's actually the worst.
Okay, one is the best. Well then I'm going to go with a hard 8.
Stop this. All right. Just real quick, because Mike would always do this. He would always go, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. If you live in the world, you know how the scale works.
I don't know. I think you have to explain just so people understand.
No, you know what? You can explain why you don't want to be that person's friend anymore. That's what you need to explain in that instance.
From the 817, saw Alec all over SmackDown. So there, he's really jealous that he was on Smashdown.
So I have a theory. Okay. I have a theory. Alec's going to be like, oh, yeah, like dentist appointment or whatever today. But realistically, I think he's partied out from the weekend.
Touchdown Jesus says he thought he was going to get drafted. So that's why he.
Oh, man.
He didn't make it in today.
Ooh, as what? I guess.
Dude,
what?
Wow.
He doesn't have any.
He'd be a running back.
Yeah, he could for the Cowboys. He went to SmackDown. He went to the Travis Scott concert. I think he is just fatigued from too much partying.
I get it. I've been fatigued before.
Okay, thank you for that, Corey.
You need a day off every once in a while, man.
All right, go ahead and hit me with cut number 8, if you will, Ross, because Corey, he just kind of talked about it. I wanted to get people's feel for the Cowboys put need versus best player available to the test. Like, you literally saw it happen on Friday. What do we think of this strategy?
With the 44th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Donovan Ezeraku, defensive end, Boston College.
Now, and have we decided for sure it's Ezeraku? With that pick and the third round pick, the Cowboys, I mean, we talked about it like all day on Friday. Mm-hmm. People were like, I need a running back. I need a wide receiver. I need a running back. I need a wide receiver. Like, that's what needs to happen. And the Cowboys, they didn't do that whatsoever. But instead, they picked two players that, I'm not saying like both were first round evaluations, but you could view them as easy second rounders and fringy first round people.
I think Broadus had E at 25.
Okay.
On his stack. And then I think he had Ravel at 18.
See,
or 17, somewhere like really high up there.
And Kuiper had him at 28 and 31. So to my point,
there,
like,
you go.
Fringy first round. And so I saw kind of an
probably not first round grades considering exactly. We heard there were like 15.
But like,
yeah,
you got to pick somebody. Yep. But and so I saw kind of a split decision between like on listening to our coverage right here on The Fan, which again, what did I tell you? Friday, even more impressive. Saturday, you're embarrassed for other stations.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, love the value, love the value, love the value. And then you see on social media or some of our platforms, people are like, oh, no, you don't have a wide receiver or running back. Like, how do you guys feel about the need versus best player available? Because it really does feel like in this instance, having not seen their board yet, they went best player available.
Yes. And you say this too, why do you make your board? Why'd you spend all this time working on this board if you're seeing players there and you're not taking them?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Kendrick Lamar, not Travis Scott. My bad. So I have WrestleMania on the brain still.
So whenever you have those players there, I mean, it's, I think you kind of just, I got to take that guy. That's something that I wanted. You know, it's something that we designed that we said can be a helpful player, and nobody's taking this guy. We know what he's capable of. So I like the fact that they went best player available. I can't walk away from their draft saying that I don't feel pretty good about it. Because the need part of it, they needed a running back.
Yep.
They got two running backs. They have nine running backs, essentially. And they're going to throw all of them into the mix and say, let's see how this works.
Yeah. Like the Cleveland Browns quarterback room.
Yeah. And it almost every year, Kevin, it seems like the Cowboys get defiant about one position that everybody feels they need. And they're like, screw you. We aren't doing what you think we're going to do. We're taking all these other things.
Do you think they prepared us for that on Tuesday with the pre-draft presser? And Jerry's like, hey, we didn't think running back was as much of an issue as other people seemed to.
He thought offensive line was the bigger problem. And I think we all agreed with that, too, at the time. We were like, look, if you have a good offensive line and a good running back, you have a good running game. I do kind of find a little intrigue in the idea that they might shorten and squeeze this field a little bit for Dak coming back off the injury. Maybe a little more of the some stuff out of the backfield and tight end stuff, and you know, getting the ball to CeeDee Lamb as frequently as possible to shorten that field. But that's that's for later on after we watch how this all fits together. I liked what they did though, Kevin.
Yeah,
especially with those top three picks. You talked about how important these top three picks were for them, and let's look at this down the road. Diggs, do you think he's here for the rest of his contract?
No.
I
don't know what he's going to do this year.
We heard some things about the prep for his injury, his rehabilitation, and how maybe he could have worked a little bit harder.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money that he was given, and then he got injured again, and now you're like, oh, man, this is a lot of games you're missing. I got to be prepared for something like that. I got to make sure that I have a body that can be out there to play if you're not going to be capable of playing. So I got to make sure I do that. So they get a guy who Kevin – He kind of has this Jordan Lewis. Listen, he has a lot of really great skills that I like. I mean, you can say he's very well-rounded cornerback. But I think the one that I like the most about him when I watch him is Jordan Lewis never did what? He never made business decisions.
Yeah.
Jordan Lewis was put his nose in there and hit somebody. And that's what I like about Siavon Revel Jr. I like that about him. So, and then if you're saying Bland wants his payday one day and you're moving on from Diggs, you have somebody that you're like, you will feel comfortable probably in a year or two to say he's that dude. He's that dude on the other side.
And, you know, we talked about it leading into the draft, like how many positions on the Cowboys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you like, We're great. We're rolling.
So that let me ask you this on the cornerback front. That kind of is a position of need now.
I'm not going to argue that at
BPA.
All.
So yeah. That was kind of a combination. Now on the edge with Donovan, I'm kind of curious on that because you got Sam Williams, you got Fowler, you got Micah, you got him. Neyland is growing into the position, but he's more of a, you know, right now you're thinking first two downs on him. Where does he fit in? Is he a need at all?
See, and I don't think so. And we'll get back to cornerback in just a second. But I wonder if they look at this and they were like, he can be the second best one we have. Now, that doesn't mean behind only Micah. That doesn't mean straight away.
Okay.
But if you're like, hey, you only have Fowler for a year, Sam Williams, I would love that. But he has been hurt, and he was hurt last year. Marshawn Neyland, look, you hope it continues to move in the right direction, but you can never be sure. I wonder if they looked at that on the board in the second round, and they're like, he could be the second best one we have behind Micah.
Okay, this isn't like we're replacing Micah with him.
No.
In your mind.
Look, I've said this many times. I would be stunned if the Cowboys were like, yeah, you know what? We are going to trade Micah Parsons. Stunned if that happens.
Because their history doesn't set for that?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly. And so if that happens, well, then we'll have a totally different conversation. But I just wonder if they were sitting there and they're like, hey, this is a premium position. Cornerback is obviously really become, in terms of especially the money, a very premium position. If they're like, we think these could be the second best ones on our team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think that your third round pick can sooner rather than later be CB2 or at least CB3, then, hey, make a move.
Sounds like a good band in the 90s.
Yes. Or if you think your second round pick, you're like, hey, maybe not this year, but within the next 2 years, he's going to be our second off the edge. Then that makes a lot of sense. Because when we talk going into the draft about the positions where you're just like, we're perfect, there's not really that many.
Yeah.
And we kind of argued if there are any on the Cowboys. Like, I can't look at this and go, I know they're good at edge and cornerback, but I can't believe they drafted that person. Like, I know those players were good. I can't believe. Look, I'll take more cornerbacks, more edges. Now, it did come at the expense of wide receiver two and running back one.
Do you feel like they're going to try and replace wide receiver two?
Yes.
With something else?
Yes.
Or do you think they're going to do it via the old, hey, Ryan Flournoy, he's a dude. He's a guy.
Look.
Hey, guys, don't forget about Cropper.
I also heard those rantings during the press conference, and that's great. If you tell me that in 2029, Ryan Flournoy has moved up to wide receiver number two, rock on. Can't wait to see the journey. But now, what are we even talking
about? That's the thing that I find most intriguing, Kevin, is at what point?
Yeah.
Like, if the Cowboys are going to wait until training camp and go, all right, guys, we're seeing these guys haven't turned into this.
Yes.
At what point does that trade? Now, did you screw yourself by holding on a little too long? Or did you find a diamond in the rough and you're like, no, we actually have one here?
So I think they are going to make the move for wide receiver. And I don't know if you like this wide receiver or not, but the word going around was George Pickens. Now, it's not specifically laid out by Todd Archer, but a potential disgruntled wide receiver was being discussed for the Cowboys. So when we talk about those like substantive trades, I think George Pickens is one of those people.
Mm.
And because that's one of the things, I go back to Friday with Steven. I thought this was really interesting. He said those two substantive deals that they're working on can happen after the draft.
Yep.
So they were not dependent on
you those picks.
Yeah, you got to deal your pick off for whatever. Now, I don't know if that will be a player or if that will be next year then. But I think one of those targets is George Pickens.
So you're not as upset about ignoring it in the draft because maybe, and here's the thing about Pickens, and you're going to see this everywhere. Regarding culture,
fair.
That dude is a diva as he gets
got it.
And has not produced
I
expected
for
a lot
sure.
more out of him. And I'm constantly like pushing that guy because I know he can make some wild ass catches.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, the typical stuff, the easy stuff, get it done. And I'm kind of interested in the personality and if Shoddy's like, hey, I need culture guys. Is he like, oh, I got the culture I need.
Yeah.
I got the core and we can handle our infrastructure can handle a guy like that as long as the play is good. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But That ultimately you're not as upset about them passing on receiver then?
I'm more upset about them passing on running back until later, but I want to make this clear. I support what they did. This was the agitating thing, and I know there's nothing you can do to go back to it, but when you saw that literally pick 114 that the Cowboys dealt off for Mingo was a running back that got selected, you're just kind of like, oh! Like, that's what I needed.
You sleep in the bed that you make.
I know, and there's nothing you can do to change that now. But I think there's a better chance that they trade for a wide receiver that we're like, yeah, okay. Then you trade for a running back that you're like, that's RB1.
So you hate Jaden Blue?
No.
What I'm hearing
I
here.
I think, don't you think though, Jaden Blue, he's a change of pace back, right?
It's actually interesting because he can do things. Turpin can do some of the similar things too, catching the ball out of the backfield. Yeah. And what is it when you watch Turpin? What was his yards per carry, like 9?
I would have to go back and check that.
It was something insane. I think that Jaden Blue can fill those types of roles. He's a very good receiver, good receiver out of the backfield. The biggest factor that every Texas fan is going to send in right now is, don't put the ball on the ground. And that is something that he had a tendency to do. So I totally get that part of it. But he is a good receiver. He's fast. And I think that, Kevin, this team lacks speed in so many different ways that they need more of it. So I like the pick. I would have liked some other running backs ahead of him for sure. But I seeing what they got in the first three, and I know where the fourth round pick was, I feel pretty good with the running back.
And I think that's why when all comes down to it, just in terms of value right now, I like what they did. If they would have made picks in the second or third round that people were like, yeah, that was a fringy second round guy or fringy third round guy, I'd have been like, ugh, just take a position of need.
They stuck with it.
Yeah, instead, they got two players that everyone's like, yeah, I'm kind of surprised those players are on the board at this point.
The fan text is absolutely killing us right now. Is it true that Mingo's been looking better than Tolbert in practice? Guys, we got Mingo. We are loaded. And then you guys are totally sleeping on Mingo the Merciless.
I think they're being sarcastic.
I hope the best for Jonathan Mingo opposite CeeDee Lamb. I absolutely do. And I hope that Dak can get the ball to him. And I hope that this offense under Brian Schottenheimer and his new group is as creative as they need to be in order to make this offense go.
Did you know the Dallas Cowboys rookie minicamp starts on Friday?
This Friday?
This Friday.
Dude, I think
they'll have to wait to watch Thunderbolts.
I think Thursday I'm gonna be out at the stadium for baseball game, Kevin.
Me too.
If you want to go.
Yeah, let's do it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, these are kind of intertwined. Did you ever pull off a prank that you regretted? But also, did Shador and Ewers get snubbed, or did the talent evaluators potentially just get it right? Next on The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.